to another Boston Championship goes through 98.5 The Sports
Hub. He scores! That's the hat trick!
Hear every Bruins and Celtics playoff game
here. 4-3, got it!
On Boston's home for sports. In your car at 98.5. On your phone, on the new Sports Hub app. And on your computer. 98.5thesportshub.com. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There goes Rask to the bench. Empty net. Leafs get it out in center. To the line. Here's Plekanec. Score! We're going to Boston, baby!
.985 The Sports Hub. There you go. A game that gives you no faith that things will get better. A game that the Bruins at times dominated, but can't score, which is unfortunately something necessary to win in most games. The need to accumulate points, usually something that needs to be done. Billy Jaffe, obviously a jinx. He works for Nesson.
He's not the jinx. Dale Arnold's the jinx.
Right.
Ever since he's been there, they haven't won a cup. We all know that. Catherine Tappan, everything was great when she was there. And then, you know, next thing you know, your arch nemesis, John Wallach, Dale Arnold shows up. And they can't win.
He's the cousin.
Cousin Oliver?
Cousin Oliver.
Why do you think Billy sits on the opposite side of the desk to stay away from the aura?
That's right. All right, Billy Jaffe, hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Well, it's considering it really helps us if the Bruins move on in the playoffs, not great.
Well, you got a game 7. Are you kidding me? It could be great. Think about it. They go out, find a way to win. They've given you 7 instead of just 5 games, say. You know, the radio station does even a bit better with a game 7, and everybody moves on. I mean, hopefully to the second round. That's the way you got to take it. I know there's a lot of gloom and doom out there right now, and I get it, you know. Doesn't feel good losing, but if you go into it, don't bring the bad mojo into it. Ready, T? Get it up, man. Come on.
Okay,
outside
of Anderson standing on his head, why can't that top line score?
Like my wife.
Hey,
I'm talking about erection.
Yeah, why can't the top line score?
I don't know, because right now they've just not been able to finish is the easy answer. I think they're a little bit too fancy at times, Rich. You know, we're starting to see a little bit hold on to the puck just a little bit longer. We're seeing them press, and any guy that will, you know, at any high level of hockey will tell you sometimes the feel is just automatic, and other times it is like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, Marchand had that great chance. What was the first period where Freddie Anderson, who didn't go to a traditional butterfly, does the kind of, I call it the trefalov in honor of an old goaltender. He kind of kneels with one knee, and there's a 5-0 exposed. And it banked off the inside part of his pad. You know what, Rich? That probably goes in a few games ago. That goes in, you know, for him. And it just didn't go in game 6 in Toronto. But I think when it's all said and done, where we're not seeing him score and produce on the power play, that to me is the concerning thing. You know, that. And again, I understand sometimes that goes dry, but that top line, when they're on, they zip the puck around. We haven't seen the zest on the power play that we saw early on in the series. We haven't seen enough of that yet.
All right, so the team's having trouble finishing. On the 9th floor, there is a young man who may have his deficiencies, but scoring's not one of them. You see how I set it up very dramatically?
His name is
Donato. If you are Bruce Butch Cassidy, do you play Donato in Game 7?
I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, last night started getting asked it a lot, and I'm like, I got to think about it more. I know I put either Ryan in or Danton Heinen back in, one of the two. And if the power play needs to get going, you know, maybe Donato's the guy. Maybe, you know, he comes in, and at home you can protect him a little bit more in certain line combinations. You can shorten your bench a little bit easier. If you believe that your team needs finish and that he's the guy that can do it, yeah, you put him in. You know, I'm sure you've talked about it earlier today on your show at nauseam about, you know, the team not scoring as you're with me. And so it seems like Ryan, we know he's a good option right there. I'd say I'm leaning towards that. You know, the good news is you have a little more than 24 hours to make that decision. I wouldn't be against putting Danton Heinen back in. I think he gives you some more versatility, perhaps. But if you're saying, look, I like everything my team's done, and I need some guy that I really think that is the ultimate, you know, will give us some ultimate finish. And, you know, he's kind of got the, I guess you'd say the hot hand this year, you know, from stepping in at the Olympics to stepping in with the Bruins. Then you lean towards, then you lean towards Donato. I know the local fans are leaning towards that direction, too.
All right, McAvoy doesn't look right. Do you keep him with Chara?
I keep him with Chara. Yeah, I keep him with Chara, but again, I'm not hesitant. Here's the thing, on your right side, you don't really have that much. You know,
but could you bring Grizzlick and play him on the right side, or would that screw everything up?
I think that would screw everything up. I think that you take it as the game, Fred, and you say, listen, you know, Kevin Miller, you continue to be ready to play bigger minutes, and if you have to pull back on Charlie, you do. He doesn't have that same assertiveness, that same acceleration that we're so used to seeing out of the brilliant young player. I mean, he's phenomenal. We know he's star in making, soon to be star in making. But whether it's the knee, the knee brace, something, who knows? It just the turning of the net, that elusiveness for a kid his size that he has, it makes him so impressive. We haven't seen enough of that, and at times perhaps in his own zone too, Dwight. But it's an interesting question. I hadn't thought, do you keep him with Charlie? I mean, I do. I start that way. But we've seen Bruce Cassidy alter that. I think, you know, look, all as the old saying, all bets are off game 7. You don't hesitate to make tweaks to your lineup, even if it's early in the game. And by the way, you know, one of the tweaks, and he did it in the third period last night, was getting Riley Nash changed with Sean Corrali. You know, you'd have to have a little bit of question mark on Riley Nash. Is he all right? Because he didn't show himself at the level that I think that I know that he can play.
I didn't even realize that. So what happened?
Yeah, Sean Corrali jumped up to play with what we'll call the third line, third period, and Riley Nash went to the fourth line. So, you know, you need Riley Nash on that third line to be what we saw for most of the year. That drives the line. We know that the centers drive the line, so you need Riley Nash. You know, Pergeron and Corrali both really did their jobs. Krejci, you know,
Krejci looks real slow. Like, real slow.
Krejci needs, I think you need to put Rick Nash back with Krejci. You need that guy, you know, you need Krejci to have those wingers driving up and down to make it, to make him better. We know that Krejci drives the line, but it's different, Fred, than it is with Speed Demon. It's about puck possession.
No, I know, but he looks, I know, and I understand his game and he's, how he distributes and his value, but it just seems in this particular series that he's moving, like, in quicksand.
I don't know if I'd say quicksand, but it's not much. Put it this way, against Toronto, a lot of the guys don't have that quickness that Toronto does. And so I think there's been a couple of Bruins that look slow, but the puck moves faster than the feet, and the Bruins haven't had. It's funny, they have all these chances, but they need to do still more, I think, quicker movement with the puck. And again, I go back to it on the power play, Fred, and it's an area where Krejci can impact an awful lot. The power play at times is looked for too many seam passes, too many of these perfect plays. Shoot the damn puck. Get it on net. They had one chance last night. Get it on net. Force Freddie Anderson to have to make a save instead of just square up save, but footwork save. Get it around. You know, we saw him a few times around the side of the net in the first couple of games, and that's where he struggles at times. He's a good goaltender. He's a hell of a goaltender, especially on straightaway shots.
All right, so if you were taking a look...
Am I the only one who didn't realize that happened with Nash?
Oh, no, I know. I
didn't realize it.
Yeah, with Riley Nash? No, I had no idea.
That's why you got the Jaff man on.
That's right. He's the guy breaking it down. Well, one thing that you hopefully will think is creeping into the heads of the Toronto Maple Leafs is the ghost of, and I know a lot was made of this at the beginning of the series, is the ghost of what happened during the Game 7 a couple of years ago when they met up in 2013. As a hockey player, do you think that something like that actually will bug you, when you knowing that this could be history repeating itself and the pressure that's on you?
No, Mitch Marner, after Game 7 in 2013, went to play video games. That's how young he is. He went to play video games. Okay, the Leafs lose. He went to play video games. I mean, I don't see it.
1979? Went to go play video games. Went to go to the arcade?
No, he went to his room. He went to play, you know, whatever, Xbox or whatever the kid had. He's like, okay, I'm going to go play video games. You know, I don't see it creeping in. I understand that it's going to be a narrative. But why the hell do these kids on Toronto care about that? Why would they think, oh, here we go? In fact, if anything, they could have had, oh, here we go in game five when they're up 4-1. And, you know, again, you're sitting on the bench right there, and Mike Babcock, who's a totally different coach than what they had in 13, he's trying to tell the boys, let's have fun here, boys. Let's get going. I just don't see it creeping in mentally.
Are you confident the Bruins win game seven tomorrow night?
I am. I am. Because, first of all, you know, it's not impossible, Wallach, I understand that, but losing three in a row is that would be pretty bad. Understatement.
Yeah.
If you go in thinking you're not confident, I don't think it's going to be easy. It might not be pretty, but I think it's going to be a hell of a game, and I got to think the Bruins are going to win. I want Fred to be happy. I don't want him to lament it. I want the radio station to be happy. If you go in thinking you're not going to win, and not that I have any of my thought process as any outcome.
Magical thinking over there.
I don't think any of us, what we think, have any bearing on what happens on the ice.
Right. But I'm going in positive. I've got to think that something's got to be right. Like the power play, if the power play isn't more effective, and I think the Bruins need to roll their, get their lines going. I mean, that was something, too, that we didn't see as much last night. And I understand the road is a little different, but roll your lines. That's one of the strengths of your team. Wallach, I think if they can do that, then I think that they have a hell of a chance of winning.
All right, Billy Jaffe, you haven't convinced me anything. But
it's really nice to talk to you, Billy.
Who's going to convince you? Who's going to convince you right now, Fred? Would anybody convince you right now, honestly?
Tony Robbins, maybe.
Well, I don't have teeth like that. Or hair.
All right. Well, listen, Billy Jaffe, it's always a pleasure, sir. We look forward to your analysis tomorrow evening over there on Nesson, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you guys. Hang in there. Heads up. Come on.
All right.
Yeah. Curse Dale Arnold. It's real.
It's that damn box he stands on.
Bring Tappen back. Everything will be okay.
Yeah, I think she's got better things to do. boy. No confidence. No confidence whatsoever in this team.
I have a little more confidence in you. I don't think that Anderson can play that well for that long, and they can just continue to just shank shots.
I think
as
I'm
much
the most
they have.
Positive thinking person in this room, but none of us are over a 50-50. You know what I'm saying?
No, why would you be?
Yeah. I give them a 10% chance. They'll be favored in the game. I'll take bets. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Timely. You like shortstops from 6 years ago?
Sure. I'm a fan.
Maybe 7, 8 years ago?
Okay.
What you got?
Boomer sends a birthday shout-out to Chipper Jones.
Talking about the game is no game.
Stop. You're making me laugh so hard. What you're doing is so funny. You're on a roll. I am busting a gut. Stop.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. Kevin's been on hold for a long time. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Appreciate you taking my call. Fred, I'm with you. I've got zero confidence in this team right now. Start Saturday night. Tuca was terrible. They pulled him. Last night, I don't know if you noticed, but the goal that got called back, when they did the replay of it, Chara and McAvoy were in the far left corner, like, making love
yes.
to each other.
Yes.
And Bergeron was the only guy in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
Defense wins football games. Defense is losing hockey games for the Bruins right now.
Pastrnak
has hit about 10 posts so far, and I don't think McAvoy is 100%.
He's not.
A great offensive-minded defenseman, but when he's in the slot, I think it was Marner's goal last night that proved to be the winner. He got beat by Marner. When he's stationary, he just doesn't have the movement.
Well, they were on the ice for both goals, I believe. They were on the ice for two, one of them which was called back. So, I mean, McAvoy, and I don't. Everyone we've talked to is they're kind of stuck because you can't move them down, because then you would have a McQuaid and Chara pairing, or you would have a Miller and Chara pairing, which is two stationary defensemen, and apparently it would screw everything up. If, you know, this is out of my base of knowledge, but according to people who know way more than me, it would screw everything up if you brought Grizzly up, because it would get the whole right-left thing going. Jake, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about Marchand and Pastrnak and basically the deterioration of their shooting percentage. And I mean, I'm not an expert in analysis, obviously, yet, but you know, I play goalie for about 18 years, and one thing that I've noticed is that they love thinking way too much before they shoot. There must have been four or five different times that Pastrnak or Marchand had a 1-on-0 opportunity for at least a second and a half to 2 seconds to fire off a quick snapshot, get a good rebound, and they think they make too many stick moves. They're passing it between their skates, and it's giving the Toronto Maple Leafs that chance. Like, what they have, I think, 26, 27 block shots yesterday. Stuff like that is not going to win them hockey games because they're thinking too much, and I really think they need to go back to the core component of what they did before in the first two games and just rapid fire. Anderson will deteriorate, but they just need to keep on putting it in his chest. They got to open fire on the goalie and stop thinking too much.
Here's the thing, I'm a soccer coach. That's what I was thinking the whole time he was saying.
Oh, yeah, those shirts, by the way, for sale at 98.5 The Sports.
Here's the thing, I'm a soccer coach.
Listen, I played goalie before.
Wait, so I've been a goaltender for 18 years.
So just know that, you know.
And I'm a soccer coach.
So I obviously know what's happening.
He's not wrong, though. Marchand and Pastrnak with some lazy, no-look behind-the-back passes.
Yeah, they're getting cute. They're getting way too cute.
Well, they're getting cute right into Toronto's sticks. Yeah. And then what you really want Toronto to be able to do is get the puck with speed and open ice. That's exactly what you want. If I'm Cassidy, I'm pulling my hair out, which it looks like he does. But if I'm Cassidy, I'm going insane. Like, every time Marchand, like, scoots around, and listen, he's great, but every time Marchand scoots around and then, like, leaves, like, just, like, no looks right into a Toronto player.
I know.
But having said all of that, Fred, they're still getting, first line is still getting
tons and tons
of chances. And if you're Bruce Cassidy, cycling? You might be pulling your hair out, but there's nothing more he can do.
Are they cycling the puck like they did earlier in the series?
No.
So, I mean, it just looks different. And believe me, Pastrnak, they got snake bit, which is a term I've used 7,000 times today, when they missing nets and putting pucks through the crease behind the... I mean, last night, Marchand going 5-hole, and it hits off Anderson's skate and somehow miraculously stays in. I mean, I'm convinced some of those saves Anderson are making aren't even good saves. They're just the flailing of an idiot. I'm dead serious.
But I'll go
like
back.
That one he paddled out of the air.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
It's all working for him. It's like Manaea against the Red Sox over the weekend, you know? It's all working for him.
Yeah. All right. So Kevin Durant liked a tweet. Right?
It was an Instagram post.
An Instagram post some jabroni.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's a guy that has had burner accounts before. He's been busted for having fake accounts where he would combat people who were criticizing him and his play and his choice to go to Golden State. He ended up admitting it after he got busted. And for some reason, no matter how much money he has, no matter how much success he has, he can't stay off of the internet and Googling his name, trying to find people talking about him. So he liked a comment. Somebody did a post about the Oklahoma City Thunder and how they underachieved when they had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant together. And somebody put a post that said, the problem was Westbrook. They had a good-ass team. And Kevin Durant liked it. And somebody asked him, and he goes, he did it by accident.
And even if he did it by accident, which whatever, the fact that he found that mention is really, really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, people, listen, I snap back at people on Twitter. I did it, and I always felt like a huge idiot afterwards. But I'm just some schlub that's stuck in his house all day, you know, in Boston. Kevin Durant has achieved so much. This insecurity about him and Russell Westbrook is just get over it, dude.
At what point in your life do you achieve enough success where this doesn't matter to you?
Or how about, like, don't have an Instagram account? It took me, and I'm not going to get into it, but it took me getting off Twitter. I had to remove myself completely from it because there would be a night where it just hit me the wrong way, and I'd get pissed off, and then I'd wake up the next morning, I go, you idiot. Look at what this stupid, why are you doing this? Why are you indulging these people? And it took me not knowing my password to get to stop doing it. So if it's driving you that crazy, if you're Kevin Durant, And people are, by the way, monitoring Kevin Durant, obviously, very closely. If it's bothering you that much and you're getting yourself into these situations, just quit. Like, what does he need? Instagram to make money? Yeah. Like, you got to market yourself on Instagram. I don't have to do anything.
No, you have somebody do that for you.
Yeah, you run the account.
Yep. Say it's me.
Say it's me, and then if you put something up that causes controversy, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Sign this contract that says that you run my thing.
You're the guy who does it.
But that's serious.
But there really is one thing I am fascinated by, though, are the people who just continue to fight people on Instagram and on Twitter. It cracks me up. And there's nothing better than someone who gets goaded into it and just will not stop. Like, wants to specifically go after one person and just unloads on them. So if you ever been anyone, 617-779-0985, who has gotten into a fight on Twitter, who has pissed off a celebrity so much that they went after you.
It can't be Schilling.
Other than Schilling, because he goes after everybody.
It's got to be like a celebrity.
Yeah.
It can't be like a local media guy. It's got to be someone who everyone would know. Someone who has, let's say someone who has close to a million followers or more. It's got to be something like that.
Okay, but there's a lot of, like, Patriots who don't have a million followers.
Yeah, but if you got into it with, like, Lonnie Paxton.
Well, I know, but if there's a funny one, if there's one that's, like, you know, kind of funny, where someone DM'd you. There's some great stories about Jack Edwards. Jack Edwards apparently does this a lot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we talked about this earlier, I had, like, two or three people say, yeah, Jack Edwards does not like when you criticize him on Twitter. And he, like, DM'd me and then unfollowed me and, like, shamed me. I would like to know.
Shamed
about.
You?
Don't you get like? Can't you screen cap the DM?
Of course you can, and these people don't know that. Which is very.
All it's gonna do is get you in trouble.
I know it is.
Nothing good comes of it, right. Unless you have the personality of Rich, who can just
Teflon.
I don't know if he's Teflon, but he has the discipline not to respond.
Sure.
I'm sure it pisses him off just like it pisses everyone off.
You know what? But the mute thing's easy. Like, if there's somebody who continues to do it, I
understand. It's me. I couldn't control myself.
All right, 617-779-0985. Have you ever pissed off a celebrity on social media so bad that they started fighting back? I would like to hear that. And I wouldn't mind hearing some of these Jack Edwards stories as well.
Yeah, especially Jack Edwards is about as low as we're going
to
go.
You're right. That's as low as we're going to go, but that one's funny to me.
Yeah, it is to me, too. Because he finally got those teeth taken care of. He did.
They look nice now.
Even when they're not, it's brown. I mean, when you used to see him, you'd go, "Good God, someone's eating mud pie." And now he got him taken care of. Good for him. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher,
is this what you want?
And Rich,
are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, there is, it's not a celebrity, but it is very funny.
Yeah, we were talking about people who respond on Twitter, celebrities who respond on Twitter to criticism and get in somewhat of a fight. And this is a tweet we got. It said, "I called John Dennis a fat ass, and he DM'd me to have a, quote, fitness challenge. It was my first day on Twitter, and I asked him about McDonald's dipping sauce preferences until he blocked me."
A fitness challenge.
How would you like to have a fitness challenge? Is that like a sports debate?
It's one and the same. You'd just be like, yeah, I would like a fitness challenge.
Sure.
And then he comes in, like, coach's shorts.
That would be awesome.
Coach's shorts and like a wife beater.
They meet at the Y.
Yeah, they meet with a headband and the socks pulled up.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I would like to have a fitness challenge.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would. Can I invite my friends?
Yeah,
because this could be our evening's entertainment.
The best is when people challenge you. Say, "We'll do it for charity."
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, sure, fine. By the way, Rob Gronkowski continues to be a silly goose. After his whole thing on Saturday, which, by the way, I do find it interesting that the Patriots website, they had an article yesterday on the front page. It's not the front page anymore, but it's still there. It says Gronkowski press conference, a, quote, bad look. I mean, that's If it's on the official team website and that's up there, that might say something. But he went to Twitter yesterday and tweeted this. He said, it's unfortunate Gronkowski the horse. Remember, there was the horse that was going to run.
It got everyone in the Kentucky Derby, very excited because it was called Gronkowski.
He said, unfortunate that Gronkowski the horse will not be able to race in the upcoming Kentucky Derby due to an illness. I fully support what's best for the horse. I know he will come back strong and healthy, and I'm excited to see him race again very soon. There you go. So no Gronkowski.
Didn't he
horses.
Buy into that thing?
He did. He, I think, bought a little stake in it. Yeah.
Well, so you still get those stud fees.
Yeah, I guess
they
you do.
Put them out to stud.
How much do you get? Like, if you have a horse that's raced, not even won, but just raced in the Kentucky Derby, how much do you pay for to have it, like, to go to stud with your horse? Like, it's a ridiculous amount of money, isn't it?
I think so.
Like $100,000?
Plus the whole experience.
Well, I mean, that's the best part.
Yeah, it's not weird at all.
All right, speaking of something that's extremely weird, a Bay Area reporter who covers the Golden State Warriors was caught on tape taking a security staffer's jacket after a team practice last week in San Antonio. So this guy's name is Mike Schumann. He's a sports anchor in San Francisco. He's visible on tape taking a jacket belonging to the Warriors director of team security, and he walks out of the AT&T Center. So several Warriors players were apparently pissed by the way the team handled the incident. They said that if this guy wasn't white, then he would have gotten not so special treatment. So what they did was they basically took their time. They got the jacket back to him. Then they filed a nice, kind report. They said that this person was black. This is members of the team saying this. If this guy was black, he would have instantly gotten taken into jail, and they would have brought him downtown.
So if he was this guy's an ex-football player who has won a Super Bowl. He is a sports anchor in the fourth largest market. If he was black, he would have gone to jail? No. If you gave that criteria of what the person was, and they were black, no, it would be handled exactly the same way.
How about a dude just walking in there? Imagine if Dan Roach did that. Just went in.
I'm sure he did.
Stole someone's jacket.
You know, hello.
Yes, that's right. Paul Stanley stealing people's jocks.
Oh no, Clay Thompson. Seems like you dropped something.
Are you still hiding in the hamper there, Paul Stanley?
And I love the smell. Ooh, that smell.
Okay.
Can't you smell that smell?
I would rather not think of it that way. But
yeah, it's the smell of pheromones.
Okay. Paul Stanley, I don't understand. What did you make the trip all the way to Oakland just so you could hide in the hamper?
I did!
Okay, all right.
Kevin Durant, you're a messy, messy man. That was a surprise. Ew.
Oh, boy.
I feel on time when I'm in the hamper.
Okay, you can go back.
Pheromones swimming all in my loins. Okay. I got a peephole and I'm looking. Hey, look at that. I think I'm going to steal your shoe.
That's DA. Is DA here there all of a sudden?
Sit down. Get in the shower already.
Okay, right. I know you've got a lot of time in your hands, Paul Stanley.
I gotta go.
Yesterday, Paul Stanley.
I miss him on Twitter. I gotta follow him on Instagram.
Okay, there was something yesterday that was just it was odd because he tweets like he talks. So, you know, obviously a horrible tragedy happened in Toronto yesterday with the van that went off the road and it killed those people. But he ended up tweeting about it, but he put Toronto in all caps. Toronto! Want to know my heart is with you. As if he's on stage.
Yeah.
Even at a tragedy.
Yeah.
He tweets the way he speaks on stage.
I just think that's the way he thinks.
Yes.
I will have the lobster fumador. Hashtag. At Food Network.
He loves the Food Network. He is a big fan of the Food Network. Where the Warriors stay atop local television ratings when it comes to the NBA. They had the biggest increase from last year. The Boston Celtics saw a 44% ratings increase from last year to this year. It is the Kyrie Irving effect.
The Kyle Draper effect.
Maybe it is. Seeing that he made that one tape that, of course, made Deadspin and everything
Drake
else.
Brings the thunder.
He does bring the thunder.
Yes.
So Marvel is not going to release any new plans for the Marvel Universe until next year because they don't want to have any of the titles that are upcoming be spoiler alerts to who's going to die today when I see the screening.
So what would happen? Like, honestly, what would happen if you came on the air tomorrow and just said everything that happened?
Oh, I would get killed. People would hate me, and I would hate anyone who did that.
But, like, legally, what would happen? Anything?
Legally, I'd have to check the gigantic disclaimer that I signed. I know that one of the things is that you're not allowed to review it until, like, midnight.
But just say you did.
Let's say I did. Well, then I would never be allowed in any more screenings.
But would that be the only punishment?
That would be... I'd have to take a look, see if there's any kind of monetary punishment. I don't think there's any. I don't think they can do that. But I do know, however, that they can blacklist you from any kind of screenings after that.
Oh, good. You get all the spoilers.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, no. Listen.
I would not do that. Unlike you, I would not spoil The Headmaster Dies from
Harry
Potter.
I'll tell you what, if you spoil the new Avengers movie for people, I don't know how they'd ever forgive you. Ah, now I know the superhero dies.
That would be an ultimate a-hole move if I did that. And you know what? I would be angry. And
people deserve that if they've put that much stock into a fictional universe filled with superheroes.
It's something that gives them joy. It's
2.5 hours long. You're better off just going home and doing push-ups.
You think so? Just going out there and grinding, rising and grinding.
I'm going to a show.
I guess so. Yes, going to a show.
This is off Dynasty.
Lindsay Vonn. You know who she's dating now? After she's done with Tiger Woods, P.K. Subban.
Uh-huh.
She's dating the great P.K. Subban.
I never found Lindsay Vonn overly attractive.
See, I think she is attractive.
Yeah.
It still blows my mind that after all of that crap that Tiger Woods did, she dated Tiger Woods.
She finds him attractive.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Maybe he was... He confided in her, and she found it to be interesting. Yeah, Lindsay Vonn, I think if she's not a professional athlete, no one cares.
That's crazy.
I disagree.
See, she's like, now, there's some you could say that about.
There's a ratio going on that does, I don't think it's a good ratio.
I think that there is a desire to take certain athletes, like female athletes, and try to make them become more than what they are. I mean, Danica Patrick's one. I think she's fine, but they try to turn her into this beauty queen. There was a commercial, remember the GoDaddy ones, where guys were like, oh my God! They were like fawning all over her.
And then it was like teasing that she was going to take her top off.
I mean, she's like,
you know, like, who cares?
Like, well, she's like, you know, she's not bad looking. You know, she's good looking.
If your friend was married to her, you would say, oh, you married an attractive woman.
Yeah, right. She's right. But the way that they made it is if people were falling at her feet. Lindsay Vonn, I think that she's someone who legitimately, if you saw in person, you'd be like, wow, she's really good looking.
She's very tall, and she's got she's two thundery thighs. She could strangle
Lindsay
you
Vonn?
To death. Yeah, she's got that skier's body. She's got like a big ass and big thighs.
See, I've never noticed
They're
that.
Muscular. It's muscle, but it's not very feminine.
See, I've never thought that about Lindsay Vonn.
It's a bad ratio.
I look for that kind of thing.
You do like the big behind.
It's not big in the sense that you like it.
Oh.
It's big in the sense that she could probably squat 5,000 pounds, mm-hmm. and she's very, very muscular. In order to be that kind of skier, you have to develop incredible lower body strength, and she's very muscular mm-hmm. in her legs and ass, and then up top.
Okay.
Right. So the ratio is not there.
I see.
Okay. It was funny. I was just talking to a friend of mine from high school, and he's like, I said, he was talking about some girl we knew, and he's like, now the ratio is all off. Things got away from her.
Sure.
The ratio became such a situation. But John, you like that ratio.
Yes. I have been known to stare at times, yes.
Yeah, you like like a 24, 22, 55. Dave, go ahead.
55? I don't know about that.
Yeah, hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm out here in California listening online. Excuse me. And I heard your rant on Paul Stanley, and I kind of looked online. I couldn't believe it. He's the commencement speaker at Wesley College this coming May 12th.
He is. He's going to be
Where's
in town,
Wesley
I think. Again, let's see.
Locally, right? Newton.
It's like Newton.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, I'm going.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what he would sound like at that commencement speech.
Hi, everybody! Females, get out.
Females.
This one's for the fellas. You know, we made an album. It's kind of like a great Greek tragedy. It's called The Elder.
It had... I brought you all here today in the spirit of rock and roll! Now, some of you are going to throw your pants in the air and not pick them up. And after this is over, I'm going to grab them up and smell them.
Okay. Chili. Oh, geez, is that where I came from?
Chili.
No, it's not Wesley. It's Wesley, Wesley College.
Near Philly.
Which is in Delaware. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought
that was Wesley. Hello, Delaware! I heard your state is small, but your lady's got big cassabas!
Yeah, right.
Now, excuse me while I kiss a girl backstage.
Okay, you have to tell everyone that it's indeed a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate
it.
I
like all the things they have on them.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah, whatever you do with them.
Okay, all right.
Honk, honk, whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a video of that. I would love to hear Paul
Stanley. I would love to hear it, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, always believe in yourself.
That's him, not in on stage voice.
This is my indoor voice.
All right, we will return. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak in studio as he prepares for his wonderful show. So a little demoralizing last night, Scotty Z.
Yeah.
Not good.
I called it.
You called it.
I said it was going to be a 2-1 game.
Really?
Yeah. I said it was going to be a 2-1 game. It should have been. Should have kept the goalie in that. Ended up 3-1. But
if only so you could.
I don't know, but I watched a 2-1 game. That's what I watched. I watched a lot of pucks miss the net. It was a nice shot by McAvoy, about 3 feet to the right side of the
net. McAvoy.
It was only like 4 feet away. Still missed it, but it's almost taking back to the high glass line. Like, they missed a lot of shots, man.
Yeah. They're having some troubles.
You think so?
I do. I am not overly confident about Game 7. In fact, I'll take anyone's money if thinks they're going to win that game. That is
the depressing take. What are you doing back? I thought you got fired. Did you fire him?
No. First of all, I don't have the power to fire.
Sure, Bert. You do. It's your show. He works on your show.
I cannot. It's
like if we had a problem on our show and we didn't want the person there, we could remove the person.
I technically can't do that.
Wow.
You got nor do I want to. But I stand by. He won't. He still won't call me. So he wins. I lose.
I'm kind of with him on this. He's a, you know what I mean, Bert? He's a grown man with kids. Lives in a nice town. Like can't wake himself up.
Well, I don't understand what having children
this
has
guy
to
lives
do
with his mother. I mean, like, he's
well, that's an insult.
He's no, there's nothing wrong with that. He wakes up. You wake up fine every day, right?
Look it's just an emergency. It's a contingency plan.
What's your wallet call you?
Well, Mike Lockhart calls me on Mondays.
Ready?
Mike Lockhart, who's a full-time member of the show, calls me on Mondays. Oh, Nick doesn't have a problem calling me. Right? 5:35 in the morning. I'm in my car. Ring, ring, ring. There's good old Nick Jamelli.
There he is.
It's a fail-safe. That's all it is. It's a commitment to the
Make
show.
Make sure you're up, yeah.
And Nick has woken me up once before. The alarm didn't go off.
It's good he called.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Nick's also lucky that it wasn't Zolak with Thor's hammer today, but it was Wallach. It was yes. John Wallach, unfortunately, right. who was doing it. Right. Or a.k.a.
I am Wallach the Impaler.
Wallach the
Very
Impaler.
Very fearsome.
Mm-hmm. The hell you impaler?
I wasn't impaling anyone.
No.
I was just whacking just hammering them. Whacking them with like a rubber mallet.
Really?
It was my style.
Here comes the hammer of stats.
Right. hammer of stats.
Look out for that thing.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Be very, very scared.
Mm. All right. Yeah, Bird wouldn't call me. And then I said, hey, you didn't call me. I go, thanks for not calling me. And he erupted on the air calling me names.
Mm.
But?
That's his mechanism. we were trying to find Mike before, and he said he's in the back. He's in a secret bathroom. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean secret bathroom? He's like, the bathroom in the back.
I'm like, that's a private bathroom. It's not a secret bathroom. It's not like the wall.
It's not like bathroom. The wall opens or there's you a move
this one, yeah, you move this one book. So and then the thing opens up. It's good. It's a private bathroom. I same thing. It's a secret bathroom.
Actually, well, he's just taking a dump behind a desk.
Shh.
It's a secret bathroom.
I'm going to tell you a secret. Yeah. There's a new bathroom. Hey, that's my sand. Get out of there.
Apparently, Nick and Bird went to Dunkin' Donuts. And the two of them were bumping into each other, and no one was calling Billy Jaffe. Apparently, it was a whole scene in there.
Wow.
They just...
They're fired up.
It's amazing. Everybody's got to go bathroom at the same time. Huh?
Yeah. They're fired up. They're going to see the Avengers today. So they're both...
See what?
The Avengers.
They're going to go see the movie.
Invited a birthday party? A nine-year-old's party? I just took my kid. He had his birthday. Zolak, Captain America thing.
Zolak getting a real laugh out of me three times in 2 weeks.
These people that... This new superhero
you're
movie
going out. To a birthday party.
Did Keith like take off the day across the street to go to the last one of us out or something? Darn a book.
Why wouldn't you just wait?
What a weirdo.
What's the Spider-Man guy's name? Something Lee, right?
Stan Lee.
Yeah,
Stan Lee.
Remember the day I didn't know who that was?
That's crazy that you don't
Rich
know
Rich was so mad at me. I think Rich was legitimately pissed at me that I didn't
know pissed,
that.
I was shocked.
The only reason I know Stan Lee is Mallrats.
Yes. Went to see Black Panther last weekend. By the way, it's phenomenal. And Stan Lee was in there playing craps in his private poker room.
Yeah, Stan Lee's in all of them.
I didn't know he was in all of them.
Yep, he's
like,
in every...
I guess he's like, they slide him in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've missed him in others. I was like, holy crap, there's Stan Lee.
He might not be in another one, according to what Rich is telling me.
So you talked
about
how
he's being
Vaughn
abused?
Yet? Yeah. Fred was talking about Lindsay Vaughn.
I did not hear
a couple
this.
Minutes ago.
Yeah.
I don't find her overly attractive.
I think she's classically beautiful.
I'm with Fred.
Thank you.
What are we? What are we doing here?
I'm with Rich.
She's a bad ratio.
And Zoe and I have both seen her in person.
Neck.
And she's probably stunning.
Neck. Attractive woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive woman.
Yes, sir. What would you rate her if you had to rate her?
I'm not doing that, Fred. I'm not objectifying.
We do sports
women
here.
Like that.
We do sports.
As opposed to saying that she's good looking.
Well, I mean, what? I could say you're a good looking guy. I could say anyone's a good looking guy or a good looking gal.
What do you think? Their sex toy
to put a number on it.
Lindsay Vaughn is very attractive.
Look at those eyebrows. They're up.
Very attractive.
We're not
she's
allowed
into
to.
Hairy eyebrows, too.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Is she into hairy eyebrows?
David Robert.
Tiger Woods have hairy eyebrows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
PK Subban, are those hairy eyebrows?
Oh, man.
We should have an eyebrow off one day here. Bring Robichaux in with Wallach.
No, I think Roby's got me beat in a clubhouse.
He's got those Groucho Marx ones.
I think Roby's got me beat. Not by much, but he's certainly got me.
All right, what are you guys gonna talk about?
Sports.
You're gonna talk about sports?
Yep, and we got Dan Shaughnessy in from 11 to 1.
All right, Lindsay Vaughn, when you saw, so you saw her in person.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you
did see her?
At Foxborough, at the game. She was on the sideline multiple times. She's been there a couple of times.
I don't know that.
You were there.
I didn't see her, though.
We had a conversation about it.
We did?
Yeah.
That's CTE.
I think it was probably two or three seasons ago.
Okay. Did he find her attractive?
I don't recall.
It would have remembered it.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves.
I remember seeing Tiger Woods on the sideline.
Were they together?
After one of those tournaments.
No. This was not together. She was there on her own.
There's only one woman that I saw that it was so hot that I was like overwhelmed, and Hardy is the same one. He'll be able to tell you who it was. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
I was horrified by
her. She was like playmate of the...
Victoria
Silverstedt.
Yes.
Silverstedt.
Okay.
Silverstedt.
Yes. Silverstedt. And then it turned out she was a escort.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
For hire.
Shut up, dude. I love her.
No, she was an escort.
Hardy will talk about it.
All right. Well,
Tiger Woods had Mario Francois Jabro jeans on. I was horrified by it.
Jabro
really,
jeans.
Really bad mom jeans.
Okay.
Like, wow.
He seems so
all that
cool.
Money you got. Can't buy cool jeans.
You guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Austin's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins got an early goal from Jake DeBrusk, but they lost in Toronto last night 3-1. Frederik Andersen good again for the Maple Leafs, making 32 saves in his first-round playoffs.